Mandy Made Podcast. I'm your host, Mandy. As I share, I pray you will be able to connect with others, obtain new tools and resources, as well as resonate with the stories shared by others as you listen. Let's get started. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. I am getting ready to celebrate the year anniversary of this podcast. Can't believe it's been a year, but more on that later. Please be sure to check out my Instagram page for a daily giveaway leading up to the actual birthday. My Instagram link is going to be in the episode notes, and I really appreciate everyone who has cheered me on and supported this vision calling. And a huge shout out to everyone who has given their favorites to participate in the giveaway. More on that as the year mark approaches. Today, I am going to share about participating in the battles we are invited to, because we are going to face so many battles. I mean, if you're a blended family, you totally know what I'm talking about. Even just in marriage and motherhood in general, there's battles every day. And we do not need to participate in every battle that we are invited to. We can rest in God's promises and peace that He is going to show up for us, and we really need to focus on armoring up with the Spirit and God's Word and tighten our bootstraps just a little bit tighter and trust the process. I'm sure you're wondering, hey, Mandy, are you talking to biological moms or stepmoms here? And, you know, I think a little bit of both. You know, I'm sharing about my experiences and my reflection and the work that I'm doing. And I have shared that I really believe in holding ourselves accountable for how we show up. Sometimes there are topics, and it's not really my story to tell how people have played their part in certain scenarios. And I can share my part and what led up to it. For example, I can share my part in leading up to my divorce, but sharing my ex-husband's part leading up to the divorce, that isn't my story to tell. Same with co-parenting. Does that make sense? There is a big difference. I've gotten some messages about like how messed up I am, and no wonder I am in the situation I'm in. But I mean, come on. I can only hold myself accountable, and I can only put myself in a position to grow and become my best self. I really love what God has put on my heart and what He has called me to do and where He is calling me to go, because it has been such a journey to a beyond. And man, I am blown away what God can do with the smallest act of obedience. And it's been a wild ride. Like I said, I can only hold myself accountable. I can only put myself in a position to really grow and become my best self. I mean, have you tried to change other people? Because it's not going to work. And we expect too much from these exes and these co-parents. And, you know, if we're honest, we want them to do the work and we want them to change and we want them to, I don't know, figure it out and grow up and be better people. But we need to hold ourselves accountable for how we show up and what we can do and what we can bring to the table. There have been times where I have reacted emotionally and I have tried to justify my actions or my words as acceptable instead of really doing the work to figure out, okay, why am I doing this? Why am I responding this way? Being aware is half the battle. As daughters of kings, we aren't meant to carry these burdens. They are way too heavy. And I'll give an example. There was a time an accusation was made against me. And at the time, to be honest, like it felt really big. It felt like a really big accusation. And when I share about this, please understand like your home, your rules, you parent and discipline how you feel is best. If you have questions about why I do things the way I do, send me a message. I'm here to encourage you and cheer you on and share what works for us. But this accusation literally felt like the end of the world. And to you, you might be like, oh, Mandy, this isn't a big deal. But it was a big deal to me. I was accused of spanking one of our kids. And if you know me, you know that spanking is just like not my jam. I used to be a teacher. I have an emphasis in behavior. I've worked in so many classrooms. I've worked directly with CPS sometimes. Spanking is just, It's not my thing. It's not for our home. And if it's yours, like I said, like that's you, your house, your rules. It's not for me in any way, shape, or form. And we use different options. So receiving this accusation like wrecked me. I was so upset. I wish I could say I didn't cry about it. I wish I could say I just let it roll off my back. I wish I could say it didn't bother me. But this was a few years ago. We were still new in our blended family, and I was not prepared for it at all. I totally cried. My husband had to step away from his desk a few times to reassure me that it's just an email. It's just an accusation. Just because someone typed it up and hit send does not make it true. Have any of you guys ever experienced something like this? My husband is so good. He reminded me that I need to rest in my identity in Christ. He reminded me I need to trust what God says about me and who I am. I mean, I still just wasn't okay with it. So I typed up this email in response. I'm pretty sure I had some friends proofread it, and I hit send. Later in the day, I ended up looking at myself in the mirror, and I was wearing one of my favorite shirts. It's still one of my favorite shirts. And it says, I'm not a mama bear, I'm a mama shark. It's one of my top sellers in my shop, and it's a huge favorite. I wore it all the time. If you remember, I started making shirts because I really struggled with my worth and my identity, and I struggled with disordered eating. So I wanted a reminder when I look in the mirror that I am more. I am more. I'm a daughter of a king. That's where my identity lies. That's where my worth lies. That's who I am. And I wanted those reminders every single time I looked in the mirror. So I put scripture on shirts and I put affirmations. It was a huge part of my healing process. So this is one of the shirts that I had. I realized when I looked in the mirror and when I read that shirt, I realized I took the bait. I took the bait. I showed up to a battle that wasn't mine. That accusation didn't need a response, but it revealed to me I was still wanting to be accepted by this person. And it showed me a character flaw I really needed to work on. Deep down, I was still trying to prove myself. Why? I don't owe them anything. I don't owe them an explanation. I didn't owe them anything. I answered to the Lord. He's my savior. And it really depends on the email that's sent and the accusation that's sent and the dynamic of co-parenting relationships and blended families. But I answered to the Lord. But I took the bait. I was still trying to prove myself. And why? They weren't trying to welcome me. They weren't trying to understand me. This person isn't a close friend. This isn't someone walking along my journey trying to cheer for me. Why did I allow this accusation to sneak in and speak into who I am as a person, as a mom? I wish that I could say the follow-up email to my response was welcoming. And I wish I could say they were trying to understand me and they were trying to pursue a relationship with me, but it wasn't. It was just confirmation that, yeah, I took the bait. I showed up to a battle that wasn't mine, and I had some work to do. John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came so that they may have life and have it abundantly. And that accusation, I could have let it continue to just like eat me up and wreck me, but I didn't. I recognized it for what it was. It was an attack on me and my character. And I remembered who I was, who I am. And this accusation, I wasn't going to let destroy me. I had done too much work to rest in the peace of who I am in Christ. But I showed up to that battle because of my previous hurt. I had previous hurt from having CPS sent our way with false accusations, hurt from having police officers sent to our home, hurt from attack after attack after attack, hurt from just finishing litigation. Of course, I wanted the opportunity to explain myself. Of course, I wanted to be seen. Of course, I just wanted to be accepted. I wanted to turn a new leaf. I wanted this all to stop. Just wanted it all to stop. Ephesians 4 says, do not give the devil a foothold. And the scripture is in regards to anger, but I mean, it's about everything. And this accusation made me sort through a range of emotions. There were tons of emotions receiving this accusation. And there was anger in there. My foothold was there. This was a huge lesson for me. I needed to set some boundaries. I needed to do some work. I really needed to dig out that hurt in my heart and sort through it and accept it for what it was and move forward. Fast forward a couple years later, or maybe a few years later now. I don't know. I'm not good at math. But fast forward, am I perfect? That's a big no. There are some things that I ask myself when battles show up, because they do. Oh, they do. I ask, how can I honor God in this? How can I honor God in this? What fruit of the Spirit do I need right now? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Probably should have had some self-control. Probably should have had some self-control, wait, and decide, what do I need to do next? How can I honor God in this? Ephesians 6:11 says, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Stand firm with the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, feet fitted with readiness. Take the shield of faith, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit. And all of this comes from the Word of God. And understanding, I don't need to participate in every battle that shows up at my door. Knowing, is it my fight? As a blended family, stepmoms, is this our fight or is it our husband's? And even as biological moms, is this my fight? Do I need to show up? Does this need to be addressed? I also ask myself, will this matter in 10 years, 5, 1, 6 months? Will this matter next week, tomorrow? How can I be true to myself in this moment? Setting boundaries is not easy. Thankfully, there are tons of resources, books, and other women who can share what has helped them and that has truly helped me. I think that's what's so powerful about sharing your journey. When the battles come, even just taking a step back and breathing can really clear your mind and calm your spirit. This example came from an email, but there are battles in person. You can take a step back. You can take some deep breaths. You can say, I need a minute. You can say, we're not talking about this right now. You can say, this needs to wait. Every scenario looks different, but the battles are going to come, and being prepared is what is going to help. And even just starting with just a simple prayer, Lord, guide me right now. And with that, I'm going to pray us out. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us your word and your promises. Help us to know we are yours and we're doing your work. We answer to you and only you. Our worth and identity comes from you, and no one can take that away from us. Help us to arm ourselves with your truth and your words so when the battle shows up, we can be prepared. We can be prepared and we can know and we can listen to what your will is. Lord, I ask that you walk alongside anyone who is struggling with their worth or their identity because of what others are saying or accusing. Father, I ask that you put people in their life that point them to you and your truth. I ask if anyone is struggling, you show them who they are in you. Thank you for this opportunity to share and connect, and I pray in your name. Amen. I'm an open book and will answer any question you have, well, eventually. Just hit details on this episode or find the contact me box on my website and shoot me a message. Be sure to follow on social media and hit subscribe to stay in the loop.